Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. You would have seen the update come out today. Joseph Manu is set to sign with Japanese rugby. He's apparently reportedly signed with a Japanese rugby club. I'll get up the name of it here. But funnily enough, this specific club, this specific rugby club, is home to currently New Zealand Kiwi great Aaron Smith. Obviously, if you don't know rugby union, Aaron Smith, he plays scrum half, which is the equivalent of dummy half in rugby union, also a hybrid of dummy half and halfback. But Aaron Smith is one of the better players in the competition currently, and he's one of the better players to put on that New Zealand Kiwis jersey. He's a great footballer, obviously going towards the end of his career now. I think he's in his mid to late 30s, but he's currently at that Japanese rugby club at the moment that Manu is set to go to next year. Now, depending on when Aaron Smith is going to retire, I believe he's already retired from rep footy, but depending on when he retires from rugby, you know, altogether, Manu might be able to get that year with a Kiwi great, and that is going to be so good for Joseph Manu, and especially going over to a club with someone that is established in that code, I think is going to be unreal, and these two combining for tries is just going to be absolutely insane. But, yeah, it's big news. Obviously, we were still pretty 50-50 on whether Manu was going to go to rugby union. Even though it was somewhat confirmed that he was going to leave at the end of the year, we just didn't know where he was going to end up, whether it be French rugby, whether it be Super Rugby, whether it be Japanese rugby, because it just took so long. There was such a long waiting process. We didn't know where he was going to end up, but it looks like he's hopped into this club, Toyota Verblitz, this Japanese rugby club, and he signed there just for a year, it looks like. I haven't got any other details on that. All we know is that he signed with that rugby club and that he is going to leave the Roosters at the end of the year. I'd imagine it would just be that one-year deal. He goes over, he plays a little bit of rugby with that Japanese rugby club. He plays for the All Blacks for a year and then obviously come back in 2026 when James Tedesco is off contract. It'll probably mean that Tedesco does retire or moves out of the way for Manu to come in and play fullback. I think that's going to be the plan for the Roosters. I think there would be an understanding between Manu and the Roosters that he would come back after a year or so in rugby. But great news for Manu. He's going over there. He's probably getting the bag over there as well. Rugby salary cap is much higher than the NRL, so he would be getting the bag over there, a few million for sure. Goes over there, plays for a year, plays for the All Blacks, and then comes back to rugby league. I think that is the plan for Joseph Manu. The only thing that rugby league fans should really be scared about is if he goes over to rugby, he loves rugby, he signs with the Super Rugby side, and then stays there for the rest of his career. That would be the scary thing, but from my understanding, he's only going over there for a little stretch and then coming back to the Sydney Roosters when Tedesco does retire to play fullback. And I think that Manu, with a full preseason at fullback as well, is going to be dangerous. Now, we've had this discussion on the podcast before when obviously the rumors just started coming out. Where was Manu going to play in rugby? I think he's going to be an inside-outside center, so either the 12 or the 13 jersey. He could play on the wing. I think he's too good to play on the wing, but then again, obviously the wing is very different to what it is in rugby league. You're actually playing like a second 5-8 somewhat as well. You're roaming quite a bit. You're doing a lot of the kicking as well in the ball gets kicked into your own end. You're basically like a second or third fullback, basically, and then combine that with a bit of a half with the kicking as well. There's a much bigger role. It's a much bigger role than what wing is, obviously, in rugby league. So I could see him probably, you know, going to the wing. He could also go in and play a bit of fullback as well if Bowden Barrett wants to move into the centres or play a different role in this side, maybe in fly half or something like that. But yeah, Manu, it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up if he does play for the All Blacks. I imagine he'll play his first game off the bench and then move into that starting side playing most likely in the centres. It's like a second 5-8 role if you're not familiar with rugby league. Inside-outside centre, it's basically like a second 5-8, that sort of role. I think that'd be perfect for Joseph Manu. But great signing for Japanese rugby as well. I can't wait to see how Manu goes in rugby union. I probably won't keep as much track on it as I should. Obviously, watching more rugby league. Don't watch too much rugby union. The only rugby union I watch is the World Cup. So, you know, I'll try and keep track here and there. Obviously, Japanese rugby, their games would be played quite early in the morning or quite late at night. So we'll keen to see how he goes. I don't think I'll be keeping too much track on this one, but yeah, excited for him in this opportunity. Hopefully he does come back to rugby league after a year or so, and I imagine he will. And I'm very excited for him on this journey, wishing him all the best with this journey as well. And for him to potentially be playing with a New Zealand great in Aaron Smith, I am so keen to see how he goes.
That's full time. See you in the next one.